I want to pursue this project some more, but before I do that, how did you find the transition from being a bench engineer to being in management? Now you have to supervise people and raise. Did you find it? How did you cope with that? Is it something that was easy, hard for you, or?
It was a big challenge, actually. I was picked because they thought, you know, first of all, maybe technically capable, they thought. And then it's how to harmonize people under tremendous pressure, right? So everybody is under tremendous pressure, yet you have to achieve something.
Right.
In fact, before I got involved to manage the project, there was a big failure. Once we failed.
Really?
Right. So in the beginning, people underestimated the complexity of the job. At that time, Lee Thomas, he's no longer alive. He was in Homdel. He was in charge of a total project. And, you know, people doing architecture design, they thought, oh, don't worry, our architecture is so good. Circuit will be very, very simple. So people operated under that assumption. We created what is called the standard cells and then PLA, programmable logic array. So the assumption was if you have a PLA array and the data path, logic is so simple, you can just put a very small number of standard cells, connect them, then you will have a microprocessor. Turns out that was not the case. Logic grew and then interconnection length was very long and the speed didn't come on. We are targeting at the 3.5 micron technology, 4 megahertz at that time.
Okay.
When chip was made, it was like barely 2 megahertz.
Oh.
Total failure. So person who was in charge got almost fired.
Oh, my.
So he begged for a second chance and then decided to put me as one of the project managers in charge of Murray Hill effort and interface with the Homdel team.
Right.
So, you know, it was a really critically important area. I made a commitment to make it successful. And at that time, I was reading some books, like A Soul of a New Machine.
You know, Kidman,
famous book. There was another software book called How Does a Big Project Get Delayed a Year or Two? And the answer was one day at a time. So I got the point. You have to schedule, make things happen in a given day, not to pile up to have a significant delay because AT&T was waiting for this one.
So it's like critical path.
Path analysis.
Yeah.
So, you know, I used to go to labs early in the morning, as early as 3 o'clock in the morning to plan for the, you know, day's job. Before they come, actually, I asked them, okay, this is what we needed to do individually each day. And that's how we made things happen.